The Sunshine Coast, spanning over 60 kilometres of stunning beach coastline and scenic picturesque hinterland, making it the ideal location for your wedding.
Hey, it's Lee Bevington and welcome along to the Sunshine Coast Wedding Podcast. Today we are catching up with Sally Townsend, who is part owner of a local, I guess you could say, wedding blog, wedding magazine, online wedding magazine, The Bride's Tree, all the best ideas for your Sunshine Coast wedding. And Sally joins me on the phone right now. Hello, Sal, how are you?
Hello, Lee. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Going okay. I have been dying to interview you about the Bride's Tree because every time I go to like a bridal expo or something, you guys have the most amazing styled booths. And it's just intriguing as to what you guys actually do. So, first of all, you are an online bridal magazine, but also you write a blog and promote local wedding businesses.
We are all of the above, definitely. We're pretty much, you know, a hub or a community or however you'd like to describe it. But we have all of the above. We have the online magazine. We have the blog. So we put out a lot of content across our social media. We have a really thriving community on Facebook in our private group, which is just for brides only. And we have a full directory, so it's all very comprehensive. It's all in one spot. And, it's there for any bride who wants to plan their wedding here on the Sunshine Coast.
You work alongside Jen Cooper. How did the idea come to fruition?
Okay, so interestingly enough, Jenny and I sort of had similar ideas separately and then came together to create The Bride's Tree. So for me personally, I come from a publishing background. So I had been a magazine editor before. I was a print magazine editor and actually left that job with a long game plan to start a beauty blog. And in doing that, I wanted to earn my stripes in the beauty industry by becoming a makeup artist, which was something else that was just completely aside, had always interested me. I really loved doing makeup. So I kicked off that career and ended up amongst all of these brides, obviously doing wedding makeup. And in doing that, I found that this gap in the market was just glaring me in the face. As I was speaking to all of these brides who were talking about the ways that they were planning their weddings and the resources that they were using, a lot of them said that, you know, the wedding blogs that they were looking at were international and national and they had such beautiful ideas, but they weren't being connected to the people locally that could help them achieve those ideas. So that was that's a simplified version of how it came about. I sort of started doing my own little survey amongst all of my makeup clients and discovered that there was really a want and a need for something that was online at that time, and there was nothing. So I decided I was going to do it, and I went to Jenny and I said, "Hey Jen, do you think you'd want to come and do all the parts of this business that I don't want to do?" Well, I'm a creative. Content is my thing. I want to be, you know, creating all the time and writing is my background. So I wanted to do all of that part of it. But I didn't want to be the one who was selling the ads and doing the admin. And she's so good at that side of things. She's wonderful with clients. She's wonderful with all the nitty gritty. So both our skills really came together to, sort of make the perfect team for this particular business. So it was fateful, I guess.
Yeah, it's such a good combo. And how long have you been rocking the business now?
10 years.
Wow.
It is this year. Yeah, I think 10 years in December. Yeah, it will be. So double digits.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm just looking on the website now. Grace Loves Nick Country Style Wedding. So you must get a lot of photos from your photographers that you can publish online and talk about their weddings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're spoiled for choice with fantastic photographers on the Sunshine Coast. So, honestly, there's just every single day I open up my emails and I'm flooded with an abundance of beauty. You can't ask for better than that when you're creating content to, you know, have such amazing photographers and all the other vendors that make these beautiful things for them to photograph. So, yeah, it's very... very good. I feel very spoiled as a blogger and magazine editor to have that.
Yeah, it's lovely being able to see inside couples' weddings and, you know, get some ideas for your own wedding as a bride or a groom and couples that love to come to the Sunshine Coast. Some of your favourite venues, where have you been and where's some good ideas to sort of start if people are looking for a venue?
Well, we actually created a couple of years ago a venue guide. So what I really wanted to do was to have a digital product where people could go and find out almost everything that they would want to ask a venue from the perspective of being a couple wanting to, obviously find their wedding venue. So everything from minimum numbers, maximum numbers, price range, their curfew times, also what kind of style is there. So that's a really good resource. We also obviously have our vendor directory, and on the blog there's, you know, countless real wedding articles where you can see exactly how other couples have actually achieved weddings in those spaces. So, yeah, there's quite a few ways that you can help, you know, look for your venue on our site.
Yeah, there's lots of little tools there, including 23 free wedding planning tools. All you need to do is just put your name and email address and click download. Can you reveal a couple of these just so we can get a bit of a sneak peek of what people can expect?
Yeah, so there's, now I'm trying to remember what's in there. I think there's seating charts, so ways that you can do a seating chart. There's a budget planner. There's a checklist that's sort of divided down into, you know, what you would do sort of, you know, potentially 18 months out if you have that kind of lead time, or 12 months out, or 6 months out, 3 months out. There's like absolutely everything on there that you could possibly think of.
Yeah, it's really good. And I'm just flicking through what else you've got going on here. You've got your pin boards, you've got your magazine, the vendors, planning tools, the blog, and the shop. What's in the shop? What can people buy online there?
Okay, so our shop is modest at present. But we do intend to have a few more things go in there soon. So our digital products being our venue guide, which you can get, you're looking at it, Lee, I think it's $12.95.
Yeah.
and we also have the Bride Business Planner, which is a physical product. It's an Australian created and made actual planner that you can have physically and write in, and it's very pretty and beautifully designed. To help with your planning process.
What is it about the Sunshine Coast you think attracts people to the region to get married?
Yeah, so I speak to a lot of couples and I ask them that question, you know, why the Sunshine Coast? And a lot of them really have a personal experience that they've had with the coast before. So whether they grew up here and moved away, or a lot of people who, you know, have come here their whole lives, holidaying, you know, we're a fantastic tourism destination, obviously. A lot of couples, you know, maybe they met here or they had their proposal here. A lot of people are proposed to on the Sunshine Coast, which is lovely. So a lot of people have a very personal connection. But obviously, aside from that, it just is the most beautiful place to be. I mean, we have the most beautiful beaches in the world. I always am sorely disappointed whenever I go on a beach holiday elsewhere. I would think there's a better beach than this 5 minutes from my house. What am I paying to be over here for on the other side of the world? So I don't do beach holidays anymore. I do city escapes because that's the one thing we don't have. But if you want beautiful nature, beautiful beaches, obviously the hinterland is completely different. So essentially you can have one or the other, or you can come here and enjoy everything, you know, stay for a week. A lot of brides and grooms are now, brides and grooms, we're inclusive to everyone, will actually have their honeymoon here. They'll come here, they'll stay with their friends and their family and enjoy a weekend here perhaps, and then stay on and have their entire honeymoon here and enjoy all the parts of the Sunshine Coast.
The magazine, yeah. How often does this come out?
It comes out quarterly. So this is actually, because of COVID, this is the first time ever in 10 years that we have missed one. And it was due to a number of factors, but essentially COVID was the culprit. So this year we actually did miss one, and we combined our winter, autumn winter. But typically it's quarterly. So I think we just did issue number 33. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
With the 10 years on its way, are you going to do something to celebrate, do you think, being in business for 10 years, doing the Bride's Tree?
That's a really good idea, Lee. And I would love to say yes. And obviously there's a few restrictions in place at the moment, but
no,
we all know.
No, not at all.
Despite that, you can have a beautiful celebration right now, and I think we should absolutely embrace that. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to put it out there now and say yes. I always like to give myself a way to be held accountable. So let's do it.
All right, party at Sally's place.
I'll tell Jenny later.
Should we lie? How much is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
Sally, thank you so much for joining us from the Bride's Tree today. How do we get in touch and find out more about your amazing online blog and website and magazine and everything else that goes along with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So on any of the socials, if you search The Bride's Tree, or you can go to thebridestree.com.au. And you can, if you're a bride, even a groom, we have grooms in there too, in our Sunshine Coast Brides Squad Facebook page, or Facebook group rather. You can jump in there. It's for brides and grooms only. No vendors, which we love our vendors, but it's great to have a space where they can just be free to chat and get advice from us and from each other without being, you know, sold to. So that was kind of the idea behind that one, and it's really fantastic. They're loving it in there. We've got around 1,000 members, so yeah, it's a great little community.
Bride Squad, it sounds very inclusive, yeah, or exclusive, I should say, for brides only. What are you planning, yeah, like little hens nights, get-togethers, and, you know, talk about what's coming up?
And everything. Yeah, yeah. You know, brides want to know where they can find bridesmaid dresses, and, yes, where they can go for hens nights, and, you know, who chose their photographer and why, and, yeah, it's so many things. So it's just discussion after discussion after discussion every day, which is great.
Yeah, I might have to get married again just so I can get an invite into this exclusive bride squad. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Also, we can say brides, we do let grooms in any time. More than welcome.
Yeah, so behave, brides. Your groom is about to join you in the Facebook group. Sally, thank you so much for joining us from the Bride's Tree.
It's a pleasure, Lee. Thanks so much for having me.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and very soon you might even see us pop up on Amazon Music. Or you can actually do it all on our website, sunshinecoastweddingspodcast.com.au.
The Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast was hosted by Lee Bevington and produced by Matt Fulton Productions. Belinda Cotton speaking.